Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Here's a quick story for you. An Australian movie director who's very, very successful, they say, in Hollywood. He and his girlfriend lived in Malibu. His house burned to the ground. Well, he lost more than his house. He lost everything. He kept his money in a safe, which he thought was fireproof. He did not trust banks. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Gosh, I mean, don't they have a degree rating, right? They stay intact up to so many degrees.
The safe?
Yeah, the safe.
I don't know. I've never looked into one.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I always thought it was like some kind of they tell Jews.
The story claims that when he bought the safe, because he knew, being in California, doesn't trust banks, that he insisted that it was fireproof.
Boy, that scares me a little bit. Now, don't you worry if your safe is, like, fine? I mean, I have a lockbox at the bank.
Yeah?
But don't you worry about, like, if the lockbox at the bank is going to hold intact?
Is it really fireproof?
Is it really safe?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
This guy lost everything. He says all he has left, and the house is burned to the ground. All's left are two columns where the entranceway is, but everything else is gone.
Yikes.
That's it. And he had $20 in his pocket when he left home. And he and his girlfriend are living off the provisions of the Red Cross.
Man, do you think he can because you can't really prove how much money he had in there. But I would sue that stupid, whatever that thing is called.
The safe company. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild? I can't even believe there's somebody that, and the guy's relatively young. He looks like he's like 40 years old. That really thinks that way, that you have no money in the bank.
Somebody said it's the temperature for so many minutes. Up to 8,000 degrees for 2 minutes.
Jeez.
I guess it's burning real long.
Neil Johnson.
I would think that my money would be safe in a big old safe, wouldn't you?
I would think so.
Fireproof. It's probably fine.
I would think that the box would, you'd be okay.
Man.
I mean, it would be charred, but it would be what's inside the box, you should be fine.
And I agree with you. That's weird that he doesn't trust banks.
It is weird,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's
because
weird.
Because that's like something from 1930.
Well, I remember my grandparents, they didn't trust banks, but that's because it was the Depression.
Yeah, they went through the Depression.
Right, and so they put like, 20s in Quaker Oaks boxes and buried them in the backyard.
Yeah, and you find old people that continue to do that.
Right.
They will hide money around their house in various locations. They bury it in the yard in jars and things of that nature. But not a guy that's 40 years old living in Hollywood.
If anything, a bank is way safer to put your money in.
You would think so, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
What a crazy story.
That's so sad.
It is. It's awful. And these pictures, everything that you're seeing from California is just ugly.
Somebody just texted and they have one, and theirs is 1,500 degrees for 3 hours. And somebody else is 1,500 degrees for 1 hour and 2 minutes.
I don't know if that's fireproof.
I don't know. You'd think 3 minutes would be good.
No.
I mean, 3 hours.
Three hours you would think, but not 3 minutes.
No, of course not.
But this house that burned with this guy's stuff in it, I mean, you got to figure that fire lasted for a good... Probably 8, 9, 10 hours.
Man, that's crazy. Woof. This reminds me of a horrible story I'm going to tell you about my sister. It doesn't make her sound good at all. So next door to her house, they were building a brand new house, and my sister is nosy, okay? And so they have everything almost done, all the appliances in and everything, but they still are working on it. So my sister sneaks in there with my little nephew, and they go down to the basement. And they're looking around at this new house that these people... Well, all of a sudden, they hear somebody go, hello? Hello? Because they heard somebody downstairs, little kid downstairs. Well, it's the owners. My sister is now stuck in the basement with my nephew, who is 3 years old, and she's panicked.
She's down there.
Yes.
The owners are upstairs yelling, hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Somebody here?
And my sister tries to put her hand over a three-year-old's mouth, and then Cameron goes... we're down here. So they come downstairs and they're like, and my sister's like, I'm so sorry. I know you're our new neighbors. I just wanted to see your house. And then my nephew goes, you have a safe in your basement right here.
Oh boy. They didn't want anyone to know.
No, it was in their concrete.
Great.
In the floor.
Great. They ratted them out.
I know.
Oh, it sucks.
It does
because you spent all that money.
Yes.
And you want that safe to be concealed.
Secret. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big secret.
Yeah, it was in the
now
floor.
Now there's kids blabbing it all over town.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.